Hey everybody, we're at Microsoft Mobile Game Studio today. We are announcing a new feature that people should be excited about, both for Windows Phone and for Xbox Live. So I'm going to introduce Justin and John, and we're going to talk about Crackdown 2 and Crackdown 2 Project Sunburst. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, the other way around. Okay, well, we'll start with you. Talk to us about Crackdown 2 and your role in the game.
So I'm working on Crackdown 2 Project Sunburst. I work with a team here at Microsoft whose whole focus is on incubation. So we like to think of like pushing the next level when it comes to things like live gaming and anything like that. So one of the things that we had talked about and we worked with and partnered with Noonan and his team was creating a connected experience between the phone and the 360. And that's where the idea of Project Sunburst came from. Mm-hmm. Now, the cool thing about this is that with the power of something like Xbox Live, we have the ability to do things like no other platform can. And that's connected experiences that exist on both the console and the phone. Right. And so what I did is we came up with a phone game, which is built on Bing Maps, called Crackdown 2 Project Sunburst, which is a home defense game where we connect and you help players in the Crackdown 2 universe and they help you in the Sunburst universe.
So essentially, do you have a character or a game going on Xbox Live in Crackdown 2, and then you jump on Project Sunburst on your phone and it continues that game, or how does it work?
So it's tied to a new game mode in Crackdown 2 called Deluge, which is coming out with a new downloadable content package. And what it does is, as you're sort of accumulating stats and score in Project Sunburst, you're getting power-ups in the Crackdown 2 game that you can kind of share with your friends. So if I'm playing with three of my friends and I've played Project Sunburst before, I can get extra, sort of augmented abilities like armored helicopters with rocket launchers and extra power-ups like invulnerability and infinite ammo and stuff like that.
Oh, now what if I don't have Xbox Live? How does it function as a standalone game on your phone?
Yes, and so that was one of the things that we thought was really important when we think about attacking games for both the phone and the 360. Like Crackdown as it is now is a fantastic 360 game, but when you think about playing that on the phone, it would be rather difficult. So we wanted to think of doing what we call screen-relevant experiences, and that's where Project Sunburst came from, is we wanted to make something that was a standalone title that could stand on its own that you played on the phone, and that's where Sunburst came from. While on Crackdown 2 for the 360 is screen relevant for the 10-foot home experience,
that's where we
kind of came up with the ideas. So.
Well, and what dive deeper into the gaming experience on the phone, and that's just the Project Sunburst aspect of it, right? So who can speak to about that?
So Crackdown 2 Project Sunburst, kind of the way that we think about it is like, one of the things that's kind of cool about games is it's all about, you know, when you play Crackdown or you play Gears of War or any one of our other titles, it's you're in a virtual world where you're defending your base and you look at your kind of virtual world and you decide like the best place to be defensible. Well, what if we could take that to like the real world, right? So like at your nursery or your house or your local Dairy Queen or like Taco Bell, that you're like sitting there and you're looking, hey, wow, there's only two roads here. I could defend this pretty easily. So we said, let's give players that opportunity. So we partnered with Bing and allowed players to make bases anywhere in the world. So
wow.
you name it, you can build it. And so some of the stuff that you'll see over the course of the interview is like we actually defended Stonehenge. We also defended like the Eiffel Tower, Washington, D.C., that you basically build a base, and the freaks actually follow the routes and the roads.
The who?
The freaks, which are the baddies in Crackdown 2.
I thought they were the other mobile players.
Everybody's played Crackdown 2, right? No, I know. No, so the freaks, actually the baddies in Crackdown 2, Project Sunburst, follow the routes that you would normally drive to work or to your house or wherever it was. So when you defend stuff, you're actually physically defending real positions, just like you would if you had a gun and you were sitting in front of your Dairy Queen protecting it from crazy nighttime crazy people.
Just like I do.
Yeah, so like, you know, we also threw in there, we have a couple people built like the Arc de Triomphe, and the Arc de Triomphe has like 15 roads in, which is kind of hard, right? There's like just freaks coming everywhere, and
right.
It's like, whoa! But, you know, we wanted it to kind of be, we wanted to add some deeper level strategy that that you can do like as you're driving around. And we did.
So would you call it a strategy game on the phone side?
Yeah, and it's a strategy game in kind of a light sense in terms of we wanted it to be fun no matter where you wanted to build, because we want to have like that personal bit of it, right? So like if somebody wants to like maybe there's a bum who lives under the Arc de Triomphe and he really wants to protect that, you should be able to, and that should be fun, right?
Sure.
So but I mean there is some strategy in terms of where you place your turrets and stuff like that, that kind of bit of it is. So it's got a little bit of a tower defense bit to it, but it's more home defense.
Well, it sounds awesome. Now, how does this compare to the Xbox version of the game, which is what you worked on, right?
Sure. So Crackdown 2 on the Xbox is a huge cooperative, open world vertical mayhem sort of game. It's not really strategy focused at all. It's very much action. It's very twitchy. Deluge is like the culmination of that sort of gameplay, where there's a lot of scoring, there's bonuses and combos. You're playing with your friends, but you're also kind of competing with your friends at the same time. So it's very over the top kind of action. So it's really, they're both great experiences by themselves. It's tying them together that you just get a little bit extra in both of them.
Now, this is the first time that we've actually done something called the Connected Gaming Experience. Is that correct?
Well, actually, no. We've kind of tested with this stuff before, and actually, this is the second title we've done in the Crackdown 2 universe that has a connected experience. There's actually a Facebook game called Chuck's Ducks 2, which we did release, which actually also helped players by unleashing explosive rubber ducks, which everybody wants, right? Explosive rubber ducks.
Yeah, I have a few at home, so I'm good, but I know other people have short.
So that allowed players to unlock explosive rubber ducks. And even if they didn't have the Crackdown 2 game, even your friends, if you can unlock them for your friends or anybody who's connected on Facebook who wanted to play Crackdown 2 on the 360. This game, also Chuck's Ducks, also Project Sunburst, as well as Chuck's Ducks and Crackdown 2, are all connected. So this is the first across multiple platforms, both the PC, the 360, and the phone.
Right. Obviously the first time for Windows Phone 7, absolutely.
Yeah. So yes, that is absolutely true. Sort of.
And first time for Windows Phone 7.
Correct.
God, I knew I'd get something right in this interview. Well, obviously it was a success on Facebook. It made you try it again in Windows Phone 7. Do you see this happening with more Xbox games in the future?
I think it's only the way of the future. I mean, I think when I'm out and about, I've got my phone in my hand. And, you know, there's a bunch of great games on phones already. But, you know, I want that to mean something. I want that to go back into something. So, like, you know, with Windows Phone 7 and Xbox Live, okay, now I'm getting achievements. That's sort of step one. But the next thing I want to do is affect the worlds that I'm spending, you know, long periods of time in at home, you know, maybe 5 minutes at a time or 3 minutes at a time as I'm out and about sort of, you know, going about my business during the day.
So was this something you had to consider in the development process of the games for Xbox? Or did this sort of, once it was already ready to ship for Xbox, you're like, oh, afterthought, we should make this a connected game for Windows Phone?
I think the right way to make it really work is to consider it from the start so that you have, you know, relevant things and so you're not trying to tack something on at the very end. Now, this is being added as part of a downloadable update, so we didn't have to have it totally finished when we shipped Crackdown 2 in July.
Right.
So we are adding some code and adding some functionality, but, you know, if you don't develop them in parallel, I think you're maybe asking for it in terms of, you know, really,
speaking from experience.
You know, you just want you want things to feel like they're integrated and they're meant to go with each other.
Definitely.
Versus like, oh, this is just some, you know, some ploy to get me to, you know, buy a game.
Absolutely. All right, you mentioned the Bing Maps integration. Talk to me about some of the other cool features that you guys are working on.
So the way it works is that we have something called Xbox Live Server Platform that sits in the cloud and that both games talk to.
Okay.
So you've got the mobile game and the Xbox Live game both speaking to the server, so they're kind of sharing statistics and sharing information across that server, and that's hosted, you know, on Xbox Live, and that's how those two properties talk to each other.
And that's obviously where Bing Maps lives as well.
Yeah, Bing Maps, actually, we're getting stuff from the Bing Maps services directly, which is something that anybody can basically get a hold of. So
yeah,
it's just a licensing thing that we do through Bing. So there are other games and other applications that do similar stuff. So this is stuff that we just read that we cache through our LSP, just like we do for the game as well.
Cool. And then you mentioned some social features or social aspect?
Yeah, so one of the things that we thought was really awesome is we wanted people to feel like they could draw other friends into playing the game. So one of the things that we kind of did that was kind of neat, which we're kind of talking about, which is called asynchronous multiplayer.
Okay.
And what we do by that is, like, we have stuff like where you can have a friend. Like, for instance, I build a base. You and I are friends on Xbox Live. I can stick you in my turret in my game in Project Sunburst. And if you go and download the demo for Project Sunburst, you'd get a different demo experience because you're actually in a turret. And you could jump in my base, check out my friend's bases. Yeah, you could help defend them. As well as you're getting levels up for being in my base. And if you put me in your turret in your base, I get leveled up that way. So like this kind of cool socially connected thing where you can take your Xbox Live friends and just put them in and level them up that way.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.